In today's specialty crop news, some experts believe that pest resistance in almond production may be all but eliminated in the future due to good management and the diversity of products available. Almond growers have a lot of options available when it comes to pest management. Cooperative Extension Entomology Farm Advisor David Haviland says he could see pest resistance becoming a non-issue if the industry continues to practice integrated pest management with the plethora of tools available.
You know, case in point, you know, maybe 10 years ago, there were a lot of discussions about resistance developing with mites in the almond industry. Well, since that time, a lot of new techniques for controlling mites have become available. And at this point, you can rotate those. There's just tons of options available. Same thing for navel orangeworm. There's concerns out there right now about resistance to pyrethroids. There's diamides, there's spinosins, there's other growth regulators, there's other options. And, you know, most growers, if they spray once or sometimes twice for that pest, they don't have to use the same thing twice. And anything they do use is in combination with other techniques such as mummy removal and, you know, proper timing of products and quick harvest. So when you put a whole plan together, that's what we call integrated pest management. Not unique reliance on one method, but putting every tool available in the best way possible to produce, you know, a safe crop that everybody wants to eat, that's affordable, and in a way that, you know, protects the environment, protects working people in the field. You know, integrating all of that into almond production. And that's the neat thing to watch with the industry, the way that's being done.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgnetWest.com.